This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. An accident on Saturday claimed the life of a motorcyclist. North Carolina Highway Patrol said that on Saturday, Trooper C.T. Smith responded to a motor vehicle collision. A pickup truck driven by James Arnett, age 35, of Denton, was traveling south on Millingport Road and was driven left of center and collided with a motorcycle that was traveling north. The driver of the pickup truck sustained minor injuries, and the driver of the motorcycle, identified as Billy Joe Hartzell, age 58 of Albemarle, died as a result of the collision. They said there was no indication of speed or impairment. The driver of the pickup truck was wearing their seatbelt, and Mr. Hartzell was wearing a helmet that was not DOT approved. Arnett was charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle and driving left of center. Visit North Carolina recently released their visitor impact statistics for the year 2023. And through the efforts of Visit Stanley, which is the Stanley Convention and Visitors Bureau, Stanley County continues to do very well. Visit Stanley partners with municipalities, Stanley County, Visit NC, Morrow Mountain State Park, the Chamber of Commerce, and a wide variety of attractions to encourage individuals, families, and businesses to stay in Stanley County and enjoy the natural beauty and entertainment that we have here. In 2023, Visit NC reports that visitors spent over $108 million in Stanley County. The tourism industry contributed to 662 jobs in the county and generated $7.9 million in state and local taxes. It's estimated that taxes collected for tourism activities in Stanley County save Stanley residents nearly $120 in taxes per resident. Of North Carolina's 100 counties, Stanley County ranked 52nd in total visitor spending in 2023. This represents a growth of 4.2% over travel spending in 2022. These numbers are impressive considering that there's no interstate highway passing through Stanley County. Visit Stanley said they'll continue to work to encourage visitors to come to Stanley County to enjoy the great natural beauty and perhaps stay a few days. Casey Brooks is the director of Visit Stanley. It's governed by a 13-member board consisting of representatives appointed by each of Stanley County's municipalities and the Board of County Commissioners. Visit Stanley is funded through the occupancy tax collected at area hotels, Airbnb, and Vrbo. WSPC and partners recently celebrated their hometown heroes for the month of September, and their hometown hero teacher was Lou Ann Lucas from Carolina Christian School. As a dedicated teacher at Carolina Christian School, Ms. Lucas has transformed middle school experience, leading her students not only towards academic success, but also towards personal growth in their faith. With a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry from Wake Forest and a Ph.D. in Pharmacology from Eastern Carolina, her academic achievements are impressive. However, what truly sets Lou Ann apart is her heart for her students and her commitment to nurturing their potential. Before her time at Carolina Christian, she taught at various community colleges and universities, bringing a wealth of knowledge and experience to her role. As a foster and adoptive parent, she understands the challenges many students face and approaches her work with empathy and grace. She takes the time to connect with her students, fostering an environment where they feel safe to express themselves and to explore their abilities. She has a passion for education, and her desire to instill confidence in her students reflect her deep commitment to their future. Another hero recognized was healthcare worker Ben Floyd over at Atrium Health Stanley. Since joining the team this year, Ben has dedicated himself to providing spiritual and emotional support to both patients and staff. His educational background includes a BA in anthropology from Auburn and a Master of Divinity from Candler School of Theology at Emory University, equipping him with a unique blend of knowledge and empathy that he applies to his daily interactions. His commitment to care was exemplified during a recent Blessing of the Hands event where he engaged with staff in a meaningful and uplifting manner, leaving a lasting impression on everyone involved. His ability to connect on a personal level during times of crisis has made him a cherished member of the Atrium Health Stanley team. He continually checks in with teammates who face difficult situations, ensuring they receive the spiritual comfort they need in days and weeks that follow. His genuine nature and unwavering dedication to serving others shine brightly in our community. He said he and his family are excited to put down roots here. Hometown Heroes is brought to you by our platinum sponsors, URE Bank and Stanley Community College. Gold sponsors, Frog Pond Performance, Stanley Tractor, and Desco. and silver sponsors, Tar Heel Auto of Locust and Mint Hill, A-Excellent Telecommunications, BB Oil, and A.L. Louder. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wsbc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly cloudy today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those storms could be strong to severe with large hail and damaging winds, or high near 83. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM. Magic 103.3 FM.
Most of these men have college degrees.
Time was
the Rick and Bubba Show.
Got to roll, so I hit the road and made my getaway.
Everybody, come on with it.
Restless feeling.
A brand new hour from the Big Boy Studio, living out on the bleeding edge of technology from Sweet Home, Alabama to the world. Speedy Greg Adler here. Welcome back for a brand new hour. Bill Bubba Bussey.
Rick, glad to be here. Thank all of you for joining us. It is the show of Rick and Bubba.
So, Super Tom has made his way, the engineer, into the studio. A couple of wonderful things. I will say this. When I ran the side-by-side off in the hole, I got on myself so bad. And the way I spoke to myself was so hurt. Myself isn't even speaking to me.